Now, if you think your credit card bill looks bad, according to the Treasury Department, the United States has to borrow nearly $300 billion this week. That's the highest for any single week since the financial crisis in 2008. Now, federal revenues are declining because of Republican tax cuts signed into law late last year. And all of this comes as the U.S. is in the middle of some tense trade negotiations with our biggest creditor, China. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake, and she joins us now with more. Hi there, Maggie.
Hi, Meghna. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. So put this into context for us. $300 billion in 1 week.
Yeah, it's hard to get your head around these numbers. They are so big. And listen, we've had massive deficits for a long time now, to be sure. But certainly some of the policies coming out of Washington, the Trump tax cuts, et cetera, putting a lot more pressure on that. And now we've got folks saying that that figure is going to be about $1 trillion added to the deficit over 10 years. That is just enormous. Now, the Trump administration is arguing that, that higher economic growth coming as a result of some of these policies will help offset that. And so we may see those numbers change. But right now, that's a forecast and a hope, not a certainty.
Yeah. And all of this is coming as the borrowing costs for the United States are also rising.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, we have spending bills out there. They just passed as well. So you put that all together. If you're spending more, you're taking in less revenue, just like our households,
right. You're
going to see this, you know, this turn into a lot of red ink. And that's what has so many people surprised. Remember the Tea Party? I mean, they were all about the deficit, right? The Republicans control both Congress and the White House, and yet we find ourselves in this situation. And some of it is just, you know, the times we're in, and others are policies we're choosing. But at some point, there's going to be a reckoning. And that is what has deficit hawks so concerned.
Right. Okay. So let's bring China into the picture here, right? Because they are our biggest creditor. They own more than $1 trillion of U.S. debt, more than any other foreign country. First of all, why is it that China has decided to hold all this debt from us?
Right. China runs a huge surplus with us. So we pay them dollars for whatever they sell to us, all those goods in your house that say made in China. They need to do something with all that money each month. They could just leave it in cash, hold those dollars, but that's not really practical or efficient, probably safe thing to do. So they reinvest it. And what they buy are U.S. treasuries because they are safe. It's a very liquid, deep market and an easy place for them to park that huge sum of money.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So like we buy their goods, they buy our debt so we can buy more of their goods.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now we're negotiating with China after the Trump administration has promised tariffs on some Chinese imports. So if we don't know what's going to happen, but if these negotiations fall through and we do end up in some kind of trade war with China, what might China do with the debt? Like, could they dump some of it?
Yeah, this is where it gets awkward. I mean, it's not specifically on the table, but there's this sort of unspoken threat out there. And China's made a point of saying that all options are on the table. And that carries weight when you own $1 trillion worth of debt. But most analysts we talk to say, listen, this is a nuclear option that Beijing won't use on any large scale sale of treasuries. If they were to dump them, it would hurt the U.S. But more importantly, it would probably destabilize the global economy and hurt China itself. I mean, it's like crippling your biggest customer. So they don't see it as likely. And I think it's interesting. It kind of underscores the fact that even though we're fighting about trade, these two economies are so interdependent on each other.
Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. It's always great to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.